Hello, welcome to Four Beers, No Fears. I'm your host, Tommy.
That's not how it starts.
Oh.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 26. I'm your host, Tommy.
And this is Jordan.
Torden. Oh, God, you were so close to excellence and you failed.
Yep, always.
But thanks, guys, for tuning in. As always, our sponsor is Whatever Hot Rods, your go-to for everything.
And Kaiser's. Pizza.
And Kaiser's Pizza. We're going to get into that in a second. But Whatever Hot Rods, everything you always want when there's not a pandemic and nothing you want when there is. Just a quick rundown for you guys, because it is somebody's birthday. We're talking gifts. We're talking bars. And we're talking football parties. Bow, bow, bow. All right, guys. First off, we're doing our shots. Today we are doing white chocolate covered strawberry. Cheers, Jordan.
That's what it is.
It looks delicious.
Is there an ice cube in this?
Yeah.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got one in X because I want to give you the full shack because it's your birthday. Mm. If it was a little more cold, it would have been perfect.
Not bad.
Not harsh. I got no burn.
No,
got the
good.
Chocolate. Got the strawberry. Almost wish I had like regular chocolate liqueur than white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Been a little bit less sweet.
Yeah.
But, whatever. All right, and tonight... Not one of Milwaukee's best, but one of the Midwest's best. We're back to Busch Light, also known as Busch Latte, Nectar of the Gods, Bushel, Crack'em, Beer. Oh my God, that's beer.
That's so good.
Yeah, that is delectable. I don't know why we don't drink that more. I'd still rather do seltzer because I'm trying to do keto.
Yeah.
But tonight, like Jordan says, Kaiser's is, they're not actually sponsoring us, but they fed us. I carved out tonight, guys, and actually in our bar bowl is a specialty Kaiser pizza. They call it the dill pickle pizza. We are featuring a thin crust, ranch dressing, mozzarella cheese, dill weed sprinkled all over the pizza, and then chopped and diced dill pickles. Not like relish, but literally chopped like bar-sized dill pickles. Jordan, cheers. I'll give you those more pickles on it because it's your birthday. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
We're so good.
Oh, don't even.
Dude, it's not fair.
No. All right, let me break it down.
Something
for you guys.
So simple should not be that good.
No. So you guys start, and granted, it's a little bit cold now because two men can eat so two pizzas so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You get the cheese on the top tooth and the very chewy crust on the bottom tooth.
Yeah.
That just got the slightest bit of crunch, the slightest. So as you work through it, the dill just tickles the top of your mouth,
yep. And
the ranch just cascades against your tongue, like you're going to a water park for your tongue. And then, cheese is like, hey, we're holding everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the one kid at the party that just wants everyone to have a good time.
Holding it down for the underground.
But then here comes the rebel. You know who I'm talking about. The pickle himself. You get the crunch and the little explosion of dill and cucumber at once.
The crunch.
I know.
There.
And went through the oven.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They are so good.
It's almost like when I put
You don't like pickles. If you don't like pickles.
Oh, you're gonna hate it.
Yeah.
You're gonna hate it.
But it's a damn good pizza.
Yeah, this is the perfect pizza for beer because it made me thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The acidity from the the vinegar.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. The salt, the chaz. Gosh. We should eat the whole pizza on the pot. No, that'd be disgusting.
I wouldn't be able to drink four beers, I don't think.
No. But yeah, I don't know if I told you guys yet. It is Jordan's birthday, so I'm going to take, a little bit of time really quick to say how appreciative I am of him. He's been my, my best friend since I was a baby. He's like 2 months older than me. He puts up with me even though I'm kind of a fuck. There's my F word for the night. He's kind of like my wingman.
Starting early with the F word.
Yeah, I know. I got it out. He's kind of like my wingman. We call ourselves Fat Man and Robin. Guess who's who?
Is that what we call each other?
Sometimes I refer to him as that.
Okay.
Just want to feel a glum.
Okay.
Sometimes he's funny. He drives a Ford minivan.
Yep.
And now I'm going to do one of his least favorite things.
Please don't.
I'm going to.
Why? No one wants to hear you sing.
You guys, come on in. Just kidding. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's all we need.
Happy birthday, dear Jordan. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday. You guys, he's so comfortable. To you. How much did you like that?
I despised it.
He gagged 4 times.
I resent that.
He resented it. Okay, well, that was my new part of the segment where I make Jordan either uncomfortable or mad. So we can get that out of the way right away. Okay, Jordan, so I know you really hate being sung to. Like, I've known this your whole life.
Yep.
Like, we'd be at your birthday party when you were 4. We'd start singing. You'd punch your mom,
mm-hmm.
kick your dad, and spit on your grandma.
Yep.
I guess if you had 3 memories of people singing to you, even if it's 2, what are they? What are the times that, like, you're at a restaurant or you're at a party and everyone was singing you hated it? Like, things that scarred you.
Well, until probably the last maybe 4 or 5 years, I've literally told my mom, if we're, like, going out to eat for my birthday, if you tell them it's my birthday, I'm getting up and leaving. I'm not doing that. They're not singing happy birthday to me. I don't want a candle with a cupcake or any dumb shit like that.
Dumb shoot.
I will leave. So the past 5 years have been pretty solid. I just hate it so much.
So
I don't want
times that led to that. Be like, don't sing me. Was there a restaurant you went to? Or
probably 3 years before those 5 years, I would say, Mom, please don't do that. And she would do it anyway. And, you know, then you're sitting there with Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah. Birthdays.
Yeah. I don't want that. So
it's your birthday. We're here to sing a song. Say happy birthday. We won't be here till long.
You know why they do that?
What?
You know why different restaurants say they don't sing happy birthday?
Trademark.
Yep. It's trademarked.
Same as the wedding song.
Isn't that weird?
At my wedding, I think it's going to be like the middle. Do, 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 do. Or maybe like Back in Black by AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Holiday by Lil Nas X. Do, 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 do. You know, like any of those things.
Right. Classy.
We're getting right off topic.
Yep.
Either way. Was there a restaurant, because you kind of swerved my question, was there a restaurant you remember that they sang to you and you vomited?
I don't remember.
Or a family party.
Usually it's always at, like, at a family party.
Because then you have to sit there and smile
and
like
just,
a moron.
Yeah, where the candles are lit and where for 35 seconds.
Well, at least you didn't have asthma and it would take you 20 times to blow up.
You have weak genetics.
So actually, this wasn't part of the podcast. I'm just going to tell you guys. The last 4 or 5 days, I've been having a really hard time breathing. Like I said, I had asthma. And it's just been getting worse
pretty
and worse.
Pretty bad asthma, too.
It's like a triggered asthma. Like, if I can run without taking my inhaler, but, like, fluctuations in the temperature will throw it off.
Yep.
And what we found out is when me and Jordan moved into this house, it really reeked, like, cigarettes and, like, wet dog almost.
Yeah.
So we had a ton of candles lit, but in the summer, every window was always open.
Mm-hmm.
So now getting into the winter, we've still been having candles lit, but everything's closed off.
Yep.
So, like, the last 5, 6 days, I've been on, like, my nebulizer, which is, like, basically a long-term inhaler that takes like 6 minutes. And I would take it and I'd feel good for like 30 minutes and it would come right back. And then so yesterday, I was feeling okay. And I'd been, you know, out of the house working all day. And I sat by this candle and I went from breathing fine to having major issues in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And at that point, we realized we had like 5 candles lit. Before I go to bed, like FaceTime my girlfriend, I had a candle lit next to my bed.
Yeah.
Which is way smaller than like our open constant house.
Right.
And now, today I've had no candles lit. I took my nebulizer when I woke up. No inhaler. You guys thought I had COVID-19. Turns out I had candle-19. So, yeah, thank you. But yeah, that was my candle talk for a minute. But no, I'm sorry. I answered your question about talking about candles. Was there a restaurant or family party that just made you, like, never sing to me again?
All of them.
All of them? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's not one that stands out more than they're all the same song.
I guess. All right. Follow up question. When they were singing to you, because you have to look at something, you can't just close your eyes. Who or what would you look at?
I usually either stare at my crotch or stare at the ceiling, thinking, please, God, let this be over. Please, God.
Okay. So I'm a little bit different. I'd sometimes see what my dad is doing because he'll do like funny things. I would sometimes look at the candles and try to figure out how long it would take for me to blow them out. Sometimes I look at my little cousins Just because
they're doing anything stupid.
Yep. And then sometimes, and this is how I found the best way to cope with it, is just you just sing.
And then sing when
it's
time,
yeah. Have you ever tried that? It's
no.
a coping mechanism.
No.
And then when it's your turn to say like your name, like "Happy birthday, dear Jordan," I'd be like the dog's name or like mom.
Okay.
Classic.
See, even on like other people's birthday, I won't sing. I'll just mouth the words.
Really?
Oh yeah, I ain't singing.
So on my birthday, we're gonna move the podcast so it's on my birthday.
Okay.
And you're gonna have to sing to me.
Probably not.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Sure.
And that's called negotiating. All right. Well, Jordan, that's enough about singing because I know you hate it. Here's something I know you like, sweets in general. And when it's time for you to rip into that birthday cake after your family sang to you and you're crying, what kind of cake you want on that table?
Actually, I'm not a huge sweets guy.
I see you eat ice cream 19 times a week.
I ate ice cream last night, but that's I really only like ice cream. I'm not a huge cake
guy.
Ice
cream cake?
If you ask my mom, every year she makes a homemade cake for everyone. But every year for me, she usually makes a pie. So, because I don't like birthday cake really at all. All
right, Jordan, let me rewrite this. After your family sings to you and you cry, what do you want to cut into?
A pie. Apple pie or blueberry pie.
I was going to say what kind of pie. What about like a French silk pie?
Not a fan of French silk pie. I'm not a huge chocolate guy. Unless it's like dark chocolate.
Or it's in ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm a slut for pie,
yeah,
so.
Pie. Yeah, actually, that apple pie your mom made.
My mom makes some good pies.
That shit not.
Yeah, so I'll ask for pie for my birthday dessert with some ice cream, you know.
Oh, a la mode.
Yeah.
As the Italians would say.
Yep.
All right. So I like ice cream.
This year's a blueberry pie.
You're having it this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna miss out.
I gotta go to Mihuha.
Actually, she's making us two, so we can take home one. Sweet. So I'll save you.
You know, I'd say next weekend you can pick from the people we associate with and we know that don't have COVID. We can have a second birthday party.
There we go.
And we won't sing to you.
I'll be okay with that.
So now that you talked, I think it's my turn to talk. So for cakes.
Yeah.
I'll take a normal cake if it's got some good icing on it.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not a sweets guy either. Like, you never see me eat sweets.
Mm-mm.
But I love ice cream cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I don't like ice cream that much. One year for my birthday, I love cinnamon rolls, though. And my mom makes a cinnamon roll cake.
That sounds good.
That was awesome. And there was, like, extra icing to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon roll cake would be my win. We got to stop talking about sweets because now I know the blender's there. We have the chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I have that peppermint schnapps.
Toaster strudels.
Nah, that doesn't
matter. No, last night I put a toaster strudel into my milkshake.
You had a big milkshake last night.
Oh, it was so good.
I think that's why you fell asleep at 7:30.
Probably.
You made that milkshake, drank it down.
And I just passed out.
You guys, he fell asleep on the couch when we were watching Frozen 2. And he was snoring like 19 chainsaws. And I'd wake him up like, Jordan, the neighbors called. They said, stop.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, I'm not snoring. And then he'd go back to sleep and start again. But either way, guys, we're gonna be right back after the break.
So do you eat cake like at other people's birthdays?
If anything, I'll have a scoop of the ice cream.
Because usually, like, I'll eat the dinner. And then after, for like cake and ice cream, I like almost 100% of the time, I'll say, no, I'm good, thank you.
No,
I don't eat cake.
Yeah, I get so weird bloated when I have anything with carbs, so by the time cake comes around,
yeah,
I don't want it, but like if it's something special, like have you ever like an Oliver's Bakery cake where it's like the fondant?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have some of that even though I'm miserable. Or if it's something really cool or special, like if it was a pie, I'd have some.
Yeah.
But if someone's whipping out either the Piggly Wiggly cake,
yeah.
They don't know what Piggly Wiggly is. Piggly Wiggly or the Betty Crocker Deluxe, which is just a cake.
That's what my dad wants.
Really?
That's what he asked for. My mom is like a really good baker. And he says, I just want boxed marble cake with Betty Crocker frosting And that's what he wants for his birthday.
It's funny you say that, because what my dad asked for is literally an unfrosted angel food cake with like strawberry sauce.
That's good. I like that. That would be great. See, I would eat that.
What do they call that? Is it angel's food? Or we put the strawberry and the cream on that. Oh, I thought it had a certain name.
Yeah, it's angel food, right?
It's not devil's
food. No.
Devil's food?
I don't know.
Anyway, well, guys, we're going to be right back. I guess moral
strawberry shortcake.
That's what it's called. Oh, actually, though, I guess that's we're going to talk another second. Have you ever had strawberry shortcake, like on a pound cake?
I don't think so.
Do you know how you make a pound cake?
Pound on it?
No.
Is it the circle cakes?
No, pound cake is like a loaf, and it's just dense and moist.
Yeah.
It's a pound of sugar, a pound of flour, and it's, I think it's a pound of like milk or heavy cream.
Oh.
And that's it. And you
healthy.
No. that's below central. All right, guys, we've gotten out of hand on this cake segment.
Cake.
We'll be right back. Well, everyone, because of maybe an old computer, maybe faulty Wi-Fi, we are having technical difficulties. So, unfortunately, the second part of the podcast has been forgotten into the void of the internet. Basically, all we found out was the best gift we could ever get was we can go back to the bars. Jordan, what was your best gift? Oh, you got oh gosh, Jordan. You're on Instagram right now. We're podcasting.
What?
Your best gift you've ever got.
My little crotch rocket.
Yep, you got
electric
a crotch
rocket thing.
Gifts we always get but don't need. I said hot hands. Jordan said soaps and such. Worst gift we've ever received. I don't even know what I said.
I don't remember.
I think it's time to get off.
Your hot hands, you said. No, you saw you said that.
Instagram's not helping your memory right now. I promise you. Worst gift I ever got? I don't know. I don't remember yours either.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, that's because, I need to remember what it was. Oh my God. Oh, gift cards to fancy stores.
Yep.
And yours was Avon.
Yeah.
You guys kind of missed the throwing segment. We didn't get to talk about sports. Couple good fights. Ah, booze news. But hey, we'll be back next week with a better segment.
Yeah.
But now we're getting on to segment 3, and, you know, we'll make it up for you. All right, guys. Once again, sorry about the technical difficulties. We don't really know what happened. I think it's because we haven't updated our computer in a while.
That kind of sucked.
It was actually a pretty funny segment. And I'm upset we lost it. But at the same time, if we talk about the same exact thing twice in a row,
it's not going to be funny.
It's not going to be funny. So, either way, Jordan, what party you missed the most?
All of them.
No, that's not what I asked you.
I like different bars for different reasons.
What bar do you miss the most? I don't care if it's your... Okay, good. Me too. Actually, I miss Johnny C's more than Factor. Just because it's right by our house now. So yeah, that was a good answer. Why do you miss the Factory?
Because there's honeys.
Yeah, I can't say that because I have a really pretty girlfriend. But yeah, if you like the honeys, I get that. I don't know if I would pick between the Factory or Johnny's East. Only reason I like Johnny's East is like after you have a couple drinks, you like glance at the food menu and you go shrimp. But
see, that ain't me.
Deals are better at the Factory. $5 double whiskeys. You can't beat that. Oh, dude, do one of my fish die? Is that what I see right there? Oh, no, it's that bottle of vodka reflected off the fish tank. Welcome to our house. All right, So you see the honeys, I just say.
Well, it's just fun. Bars are fun.
Bars are fun. Like,
I don't know.
That's a fair point.
Different bars have different vibes to them, so.
I'll allow that, only because it's your birthday. Normally we don't say stupid things.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Jordan. So I know in the past we've done top 3 bars.
I think we've done it like 3 times.
I know, but top 3 favorite things about the bars. But here's something to make us miss the bars a little less. Top 3 least favorite things about the bars.
The bathroom.
That's your third?
That'd probably be my first.
3, 2, 1. So you need to save it. You know how this works. You're better than that. Okay. First, if you're a computer, know you. Number three, let's hear it.
It's expensive. It's more expensive than just like drinking the same amount at home.
Well, duh.
You know, so that'd probably be my least favorite, or my third favorite.
Third least favorite. Okay. That's fair. So mine was similar to that. So some of my friends know that I'll have a tab open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay spending all my money on me and if I'm buying someone drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone goes to the bar.
Yeah. It says, put it on Tom's tab.
Yeah. And even though I have a shirt that says, put it on my tab.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, you're my girlfriend or you. It's right. Fine. Someone that I kind of know at the bar that I might be sitting near drinking and they do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the bars we go to, I know the bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, yeah, someone said put this on your tab. And I'll be like, no. They do. They're like, yeah, like, well. Put my drinks on another tab. I gotta give a take. But yeah, it's not. You gotta be pretty close to me and able to.
I stopped leaving tabs open. If I go to the bar, it's cash only. Or else I'll rack up, you know, a tab that is not okay.
Well, maybe you should rent some boom lifts.
I don't know how that would help me, but
good point, I guess. All right, your number two. So your first was expensive. Your number two.
It's not even like it's expensive. The bars that we go to aren't expensive, but it is more expensive than if you were to buy, you know, a case of beer and whatever shots you're drinking, you know, a bottle of that.
Well, yeah.
And just drink it.
But you go to a bar to be served.
Right,
through
exactly.
The social aspect.
No, of course.
We're doing top three least favorite things. You don't have to be nice right now. Where was the confusion?
Least favorite thing. Maybe like if they don't have something that's like
a staple.
Yeah, like if they don't have Busch Light. What?
I think a lot of places don't. Yeah.
I don't get that. Wait, I feel
it's
like
not
it's
that popular.
I feel like it is.
And like Iowa and Nebraska, yeah, it's super popular.
Like you're gonna find your Bud Lights, your Miller Lights, your High Lifes, but even with like shots, like you don't have Texas Blackberry Brandy. You don't.
And that's
have,
another thing.
You
that's
don't
not
have Rumpelmans. You don't have Goldschlager.
But you're kind of naming things only you drink.
No.
I can think of like four bars in Kenosha that have Goldschlager, and that's it.
A lot of places have in Kenosha, at least.
But like Blackberry Brandy, that's a Wisconsin thing. If you
yeah, that's a Wisconsin
Illinois,
thing.
Or even like Madison with the hoo-ha's, you're not getting, you get brandy, but not blackberry brandy. Yeah, I don't, I guess that's,
I got blackberry brandy up in Madison.
I guess you can, I'll allow it. I get what you're saying.
It's my birthday, I'll do what I want.
Okay. I guess that's a good one. I'm trying to think of something I can, I do hate it when places nowadays, like when this first came out, I got it. But I hate it when places don't have apple whiskey. Like, it's starting to get hard to find a place that doesn't have apple whiskey.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like a lot of places, like almost every place I've been
to. But you'll still go to a place that doesn't.
Because at least has Crown Apple. It's like a staple.
Yeah, so, kind of. But, you go to a fancy bar that has, literally, they'll have Jack Daniels, like, Maker's Mark. And that's all they have. They don't have any of the flavored stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just not high class drinkers.
I'd like to think I am.
No, we're not.
I'd like to think I am.
Tell me, we drink Busch Light, Bud Light, and like.
I have a huge burp.
Shots.
In my stomach.
We're not high class drinkers.
I can't get the burp out. I can't even think straight with that burp in me. It's like a hamster riding on a wheel. The wheel is my stomach. Dude, I feel like a balloon. I ate the carbs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to blow.
Well.
And like how many carbs are in a Busch Light? Like
not a lot.
Three. I would literally have to drink three seltzers for this one beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be way more alcohol.
Damn.
It just tastes so good. Dude, it almost got out. Ugh. It's kind of like you know how on that one episode of SpongeBob where he like tries to get to the bus but then it goes away?
Yep.
And then, like, you'll go to, like, the vending machine, and it comes back and, like, waits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the burp. Like, every time it wants to get out, I look at it, and it goes
and
away.
It just runs.
I'm really hoping it gets out, because it's making me dizzy, I think.
Did you say your second one?
No, I didn't say my second one.
Say your second one.
My second one is, I call it the sneak up.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, you haven't had that many drinks, and it's, like, 9:30, and
yeah.
The alcohol sneaks up on you,
mm-hmm.
and you're just blitzed, like, 9:30, like, crap. I'm going to be here for another 3 hours or more.
Uh-huh.
And so you got to figure it out whether you're chugging water.
Tighten up. Somehow.
Now, I think the sneak up is going to be a big problem, like, after quarantine.
You think so?
For me, I had 2 sneak ups this weekend.
Yeah.
I guess I won. But, yeah, because I'm not a huge liquor drinker either.
Yeah, but you also don't drink, like, 12, 13, 14 seltzers at a bar, usually.
Well.
Of, like, 5 or 6.
I guess that's a good point. When I just have access to my 16 cases of Red White Berries
right.
in my bedroom.
Like, you're going
to
go for it.
But, yeah, like, sometimes it'll take, like, you know, like, everyone just buying a shot, and then,
yeah.
Oh, I just had 6 shots, and I must have. So I'll call it the sneak up. Sometimes it'll be more controlled elsewhere when I'm
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Especially when it comes to shit.
And
that's,
when, like,
that's my number 2.
And if other people buy you shots,
that's what
you
I'm saying.
Can't turn it down.
My number 2 is the shot buyers.
Yeah.
Even though you love them, you also hate them.
Yeah, because if you're fucked, you're like, please God, no.
Yeah.
Although, lately, been pretty good with saying, no, I'm good, thank you.
We haven't really had the opportunity to say no unless it's here, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
That's true.
And it's normally like me, and you're like, no, you piece of shit, I barely like you.
My number one is bathrooms.
I don't know if that's a good enough number one.
Why?
Because anybody can say, ugh, bar bathrooms are gross.
No, not even that they're gross, but like, sometimes you go to a bar bathroom and it's like the factory. They need a bigger fucking bathroom for how big that
bar
is.
They have the one that I always go poop in. You can lock it. It's just one toilet.
That's one toilet though.
That's,
for how many people in that bar on a Friday
thing
or Saturday
about the
night?
Factory. I can go poop at that bar.
Yeah, and then you open the door up
and
there's
a homeless guy in there.
Yeah, or there are people playing darts right next to you, and you open up the door, and they're like, oh, that guy just took a massive shit.
I'll give them a high five if they say that to me. I don't care. I have a poop spot on a Friday night.
Well,
you can't do that everywhere.
I don't know, man.
Some bars, it's just like I don't know if it's your best example, but I guess since it's your birthday.
I'll say what I want.
He'll say what he wants. I guess I can't tell him no.
Nope.
All right. My number one. I miss the bar so much, it's hard for me to think of something that I just hate. Yeah, sure, the bathrooms are gross. Sometimes the drinks sneak up on you.
Ooh. Not even gross. I don't even care about that. I just need a fucking place to piss.
Oh, now you just sound a little bitchy, but sorry, it's your birthday. I think one thing I don't like is when there's one person in your group, and sometimes this is you, but not always, that always wants to go to the same bar and stay at the same bar, and no one else likes that bar.
What?
It's only been you, like, a few times, like when you want
to
go.
I just sometimes don't like going to those super packed bars.
That's
all.
Fine. That can't be my number one. That's like a number 6. I don't know if I can think.
I just love the bars.
I just really like them. Oh, I know what it is. People that play darts after 9.
Why?
Because at that point,
some people just start drinking at 9.
People that play darts after 10:30. Pool tables are there to take up room because people go to the bars to play. I can't think of a number one.
Yeah, I was going to say people go to the bars to play darts too, man. Saddle up to the bar if you don't want to get in people's way.
No, I'm a socializer. I'm going to go socialize.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a number one, and I'm going to think, Oh, easy. I like helping people. Here's my. This just pissed me off thinking about it. Nope. Don't play footsie with me.
Sorry.
Don't do that.
You were in my bubble.
This is my tip. Now, okay, here's my number one. When you're at a bar that's supposed to stay up until 2 or 2:30, and just it's not packed, but it's still busy, and the bartender calls last call at 11:30.
Okay, but some bars are they're allowed to close whenever they want to. They don't have that's not a law.
Doesn't have to be a law for me to not like it.
That's fair.
You ever been at a bar and they call last call?
Yeah, go to a different bar.
No, but I like the bar I'm at.
Well, too bad. So
and
sad.
Like what was making me mad is like when I was at I don't see it too much in Wisconsin, but outside of the state, yeah. And like when I was in Disney Springs for work, they're calling last call at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to tell me this is the happiest place on earth? And you're telling me I got to finish my Cosmopolitan by 10:45?
What type of shit is this?
And I don't even know if it was like some 19 named drink named after a Disney princess. Ooh. I don't know what to call it. But I'm like, I just paid $42 for this drink. You're going to let me drink it.
Yeah. Huh? That's why they say last call, so you have time to finish it.
Do you have a better number one? I feel like you're a person that could have a better number one than the bathrooms.
I just wish it was socially acceptable to go piss outside in the bushes.
I just don't know if it can be a number one because, like, nobody loves a bathroom bar.
I don't know. I don't know anything else that I dislike about bars. I like bars.
Like, I thought you were going to go, like, with when people play a ton of crappy music on the jukebox.
Yeah, but you can kind of weed out certain bars. Like, certain bars play certain music. Don't go to the bar that plays the music that you don't like.
I thought you were going to be, like, this certain bar. Snowplow.
Snowplow.
I thought you'd be like the bartender that always messes up your drink. Because you're a bartender.
Yeah, that bothers me. Because
you were in,
most
like,
of the
you
time
in the bar
not.
Business. That's why I thought you were going to have like something way different.
Well, as a bartender, that's a completely different
thing.
All
right, give me your top two most hated things about being a bartender.
People ordering lemon drops. Bitches ordering, I should say, white girls, drunk white girls ordering lemon drops. Ordering two, and then you make the two, and then they come back and say, oh, can we get two more? You make the other two, and they say, oh, can we get four more, please? I'm sorry.
Are they tipping every time?
Probably not.
Okay.
Drunk white girls don't tip that well.
Okay.
It's usually the boyfriends that will.
Okay. So girls that order lemon drops is your number two.
And I'm just saying, like, college-age chicks, basically.
What's
when they're loaded.
What's in a lemon drop? I've never made a lemon drop. Lemon juice, lemon vodka, and sugar?
It's absolute citron, lemonade, and then you take a lemon wedge, and then you sprinkle some sugar on the lemon wedge.
And you put that on the top of the shot glass.
Mm-hmm. And then you shoot it, and then, like,
you
bite the lemon like you would, like, a tequila lime, you know,
yeah.
Type thing.
Huh.
They're good, but they're a pain in the ass to make because you got to find the sugar.
It's almost like if you want them to stop the game, you start putting salt on the lemon.
Well, I can't do that.
Why? They're not tipping anyways.
They're tipping, but it's not like they're tipping you, like, great, where it's, like, worth it.
I don't know. I think you'd be,
like,
little...
if you're at a... No, it's fine if your bar isn't packed. I'll make you a lemon drop any day of the week. But if you're, like, four rows deep of people that are trying to order drinks, you know, and you're ordering a lemon drop, please don't order, you know, your vodka soda with a lime. And let me get all these other customers first before you order something that is, like, going to take me a lot of time to make, basically.
I can't imagine taking more than 28 seconds to make.
It does.
I can't figure that out. Either way, it's worth it.
You weren't a bartender.
Yeah, more or less. And number one, worst thing about being a bartender?
People wanting to fight all the time. Drunk assholes.
Are you talking about yourself?
No.
Remember that one time?
What one time?
You got kicked out of Madison Bar.
That's
you tried to
your
me.
Fault.
Was this trying to give you attention?
No, I didn't want attention.
Why?
Because I'm not you.
Huh. Ow.
So
I think it's your birthday.
One time I had a dude who was like being an asshole to like all these chicks around him. He was like showing them porn like on his phone. Like, oh, look at this. And then he'd like,
you know, and for anyone young that's listening, that is just, that's just like a PG-13 video.
We have an E by our name. We are an explicit podcast, Thomas. If
you never know if kids someone's are, kids are listening in the background.
Well, he was showing inappropriate things on his phone to the women around him.
Okay.
He called me over thinking I thought he wanted another drink or something. He said, hey, look at this, blah, blah, said some other pretty inappropriate things. And I said, hey, listen, man, you can't be doing that right now. It's not like it was like midnight at this bar either. This was like at probably like 8:30. So people were still eating dinner, right?
That's
you
wild.
Know, around
yeah.
him. And I said, listen, man, you can't do that. So either stop, like, you know, tighten up or
leave.
Get out of here. And so he got up real quick because I was a young kid at this time bartending. I was
yeah.
only 18 years old. Telling this older guy to, you know,
how
knock it off.
He? Like,
we in his 30s.
Oh, okay. So pretty young.
Yeah, 35, something like that. So old enough to know you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
He got up and said, I'll knock your block off, kid. And I said, okay. And then I called my bouncer over and he picked him up and threw him out.
I was the bouncer, you guys.
No, you weren't.
Okay. All right. Well, I subpoenaed the one. All right. I guess that's good enough for this segment. All right, guys. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I think you can talk to me like that.
I can talk to you however damn well, please.
I think that's rude, first of all. And I think if you want a Bloody Mary at 10:30 at night, you can order one.
Yeah.
And
if the bar isn't fucking packed, yeah, sure, that's fine. Order whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. First of all, you're way too bad about a Bloody Mary. And if you're ever a bartender again, which I doubt you'll be, I'm gonna come in and I'm like, I want a Bloody Mary, but I want three times the garnishes, and I'm like, and I'll pay for it too.
And I'll probably say no, thank you.
All right. Well, just because I thought your rant was good enough for the podcast, I started when I was talking to you. We've been live for 40 seconds.
Oh, fuck you.
And I thought it was pretty sly of me. So yeah, basically, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the president. If you want a Bloody Mary at 10:30 and Jordan's the bartender, he doesn't like you. Even if it's your favorite drink.
I'll still get it for you. No, I'm going to tell you to fuck off. But for a customer, I'll still make it for you. I'm just not going to like it. I'm just going to not like doing it.
So you're a bad bartender.
That's fine with me.
A bartender's greatest skill is his understanding and knowledge on how to make people happy.
You have never worked at a fucking bar when there's four rows deep of people trying to order drinks. You have no idea what it's like.
Okay, so I'm going to a bar to order a Bloody Mary. I want to go out with my friends, and I like
that's
Bloody Marys.
Fine, but Thomas, if there's 1,000
first
people
of
in
all,
your bar,
don't call me Thomas.
Tommy, if there's 1,000 people in your bar, you're trying to serve them all at the same time. You order a beer or you order a plain mixed drink. You don't order a Bloody Mary.
I'm so against that. Because
then go to a different bar.
Why? If I want to go to my favorite bar and get my favorite drink,
that's fine. You can do it, but the bartender isn't going to like you.
Dude,
or come back and give you very good service.
I disagree.
Well, that's how we rolled at our bar. So, and I'm not going to argue with you.
Is that why you got like $3 of tips?
That's why I walked out of there with over $400 cash in my pocket almost every single Friday night.
And how many Bloody Marys are you making? Like a lot, because people are like, this is a nice bar. Mm-hmm. So you can make me a Bloody Mary.
No, you don't get the Bloody Marys once in a while.
Why? They're
but
delicious.
It's annoying to me. Because nobody orders them at 10 p.m.
Why?
I'm going to fuck you up because you're being annoying right now.
I know. You guys, so I've talked to some of my other friends and coworkers, and they say the best part about the podcast is when I can find something that starts to like get under Jordan's skin, and then I drive the toothpick like through it, and like on the break, Jordan was like, "Also, I hate when people order Bloody Marys," and I saw the little fire up. I get it, stupid order. If you order a Bloody Mary when it's a bar's packed, that is not great of you.
You're allowed to order.
I'd say unless you're older. If you're older than 70 in a bar and that's what you're drinking, I'm okay with that. But if you're someone
saying to not order it, if that's like your drink, order it. But you shouldn't order it when there's a line of people trying to get their drinks and it's just beer that they want. And it takes you, you know, 3 minutes or 2 minutes to make a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
That's just not fair to really anyone else.
I think if you are a pain person that is going to order,
you're still gonna get it.
Yeah, but
the bartender is just gonna swear under his breath and say "fuck this bitch." I mean, I wish I wasn't making this
language, but I mean, it is your birthday.
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend you're talking to your dog, one of my fish.
I'm talking to Thomas Mario Zerner.
Okay, you are saying Thomas, and you're saying a lot of F words. And snowplow.
Snowplow.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I just basically found that the Bloody Mary is good. And Jordan's mad right now. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
He is, but I found it, so if anybody was waiting for me to, because the BC Happy Birthday made him uncomfortable, not mad.
Yeah.
If you're ever a bartender again, I'm going to order.
I will tell you personally to fuck off.
And I will ask for your manager.
That's fine.
And say, I don't know that bartender, but I ordered a...
I can almost guarantee you if my manager, they will know who you are because you'll be in there all the time if I bartend at a certain place.
I don't go to bars.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be like, oh, hi, sir. My name is Geraldine Springfeld, and that bartender just called me...
A fuckhole.
He called me Thomas, and that's not my name. And all I wanted was a Bloody Mary, and he spit on me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Now you're not a bartender anymore.
Damn.
Anyway, just give me a 40-second recap of the weekend.
I don't remember the weekend.
Okay. All right, buddy Josh came up from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Had a really, I guess, kind of low-key Friday night.
Couple, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12 beers.
Friday night, I didn't go nuts.
No,
I was pretty calm, which is surprising.
I got pretty.
Jordan was, I guess we can't say what Jordan's talking about yet because we're kind of waiting for the surprise for an upcoming podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun night, probably in bed before 12. And then, Saturday, had old Marta come along with us, show Josh around the city, grab some burgies.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just waiting to start drinking for the Packer game. The Packer game came around. Great little Packer party. Bonfire drinking. A lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, hungover, sad.
AF.
Yeah, real sad AF. Just like laying on the couch, like dry heaving hungover.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the pinnacle of the weekend was the Packer party. You know, 3:30 to whenever the game was done at 6:37. And I was I'm always thinking about the podcast. I write these like 40 minutes before the podcast every week, and I always think of stuff that happened this last week. So there was probably 9 different personalities at our Packer party, and there was only 8 people there, so it really makes you think. So, and this happens at every football party, not just Packers, even though they're the best team out there. Fuck the Bears. I use 2 F words. But I know you. I think you overused your F words on it. Actually,
did I?
Yeah.
I probably do every week.
Yeah, I was more upset that you called me Thomas.
Yeah,
you've kind of been getting.
I'll just start calling you fucko from now on.
Does it upset you that I'd rather have you call me that than Thomas?
I don't know.
Like Thomas bothers me way more than that. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll keep using Thomas.
No? Uh-uh. You're not gonna. All right. So, I want to do stereotypical people at football parties.
My father.
We're not going to use the people. We're going to just write the persona. And we'll go back and forth, but we'll write the persona of who the people are.
So, one of them's the people that aren't interested at all.
Okay. And what are they doing during the game? I want the name and then what they do throughout the game.
Me.
No.
You said the name.
No, the kind. Like, so the person's not interested, like, what do they do throughout the party?
They either are drinking.
Okay.
To cope. Or they're, like, you know, chilling on their phone. Or wandering around the snack table.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting for that. Like the guy,
Just hovers over the chips and dip.
So, I'll kind of follow that one up. The guy that goes to the football parties only for the food.
And the free beer.
Just that, yeah, same thing. So, they're really not ever watching the game. They're literally at the food table the whole time. By the end of the night, after they've had, you know, I don't know, 9 beers and 4 shots, they look so full. They have the eat sweats. And they're sitting there, like, not passed out, but, like...
Not feeling good.
The eyes are both going different ways. And there's, like, 19 stains on their shirt. That person wasn't at our party. But you know who I'm talking about, right? They just start eating and drinking the whole game. And they look like Mr. Potato Head by the end of the night.
Yep.
Okay, you can take it.
The person that is overly excited about the football.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up in everything color-wise for their team.
Okay.
Socks, underwear, hats, scarves, necklaces.
Yep.
Pants.
And how do they treat the game? So tell me what they do during the game.
They're standing up the whole game because they're too excited to sit down. Unless they're going to get another beer or during commercial breaks.
Okay.
What else? I don't know. That about covers it. Hey, get off your phone.
It's actually something very important.
Oh.
I can tell you about it later, but
okay.
Unfortunately, I can't tell you on the podcast.
Okay.
And I don't like you.
What?
I'm not talking about it on the podcast. So I'm going to ask you to step back just a little bit.
Okay.
I don't like how you're handling that.
Okay.
So my next person is the Screamer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they really like football, even though they don't always know what's going on. And even if it's just a catch, yeah, you know, good catch. But then, like, so that's like the low side. But it's like every time they miss a catch, even if they're not even, like, you got to catch it. I could have caught that. And then, like, the person that, like, when there's a touchdown, basically for either of the team, they're so happy or so mad. They're, like, facing the TV, and, like, dad, calm down. It's just football, even if you own part of the Packers. Yeah, so mine is the Screamer.
Mine's probably the people that say we.
Oh.
Like you're part of the team. Like,
we got it, go.
Yeah, come on. None of the people on that team know you. They don't know your name. They don't know who you are. You only know the main five players. Yeah. Come on. No, they're doing good. You're sitting here drinking beer, sitting on the couch. You're not doing anything.
Yeah, belly button tighten up.
Yeah, come on.
All right, my next one is the sports bettor.
Okay.
They'll be jotting down notes, checking their phone for all the stats of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when specific things happen, they get very excited.
Things that don't really make any sense.
No. When you get a half point. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, that person, it's always there. They're, like, doing notes or, like I said, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They like football, but they want to make a little cheddar cheese.
They'd rather make the money than
their
team win or whatever.
Yep, you're next.
I don't know anymore.
I can keep going.
Keep going.
So many different ones. Okay. I have a couple of them. The guy that wants you to pause the game if he has to go to the bathroom mid-play.
Oh, jeez.
And literally, he'll be loving watching the game. Remember how fun guys are? You guys got to pause it. I got to pee.
Wait till commercial.
I know, but there's that guy. So do you have another one? You want me to just keep going?
Keep going.
All right. Next are the wives and girlfriends.
Yep.
They're upset about the guys watching. They're not happy about the snacks.
About how excited.
Yep, they're not happy about that. They're not, they'll have a drink or two, but they came to support you, but at the same time, they're not supporting you. Okay. Do you have another one?
Or keep going.
Okay, so the guy or girl, I've seen both, that has no idea what's going on, but wants to be part of it, so they'll kind of keep an eye on everything else that's going on. But, but they're just basically clapping for both teams at the majority of the game. You gonna keep going, or you got anymore?
The person that roots for whatever team has the nicest colors. Don't care at all
exactly
what team they are, just whatever colors are look the best.
And they only watch them. Yeah.
Yep.
Next one. And this was me at a work party for a company I never worked at. But it's the guy that's invited to the party but knows nobody there. And, like, literally the whole time he'll have like, one or two beers. But he'll just only focus on the game because he doesn't have to talk to anybody. He just act like he's...
That would be me.
Yeah. No, so there was this company that I was interviewing with in college. And, like the boss, like, we kicked it off and I knew him. And he invited me to, like, his fancy-ass house. And we're, like, in his, like... garage, and like I was knocking at the door to get in for like 20 minutes, and I didn't know they were in the garage.
So
I
was, oh, jeez.
Like, oh, I thought you just need to walk. I was like, I met you one time.
Yeah.
So I was the person at the game that, even if they don't want to watch the game, all they're going to do is watch the game.
That must have been fun.
It was honestly your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And I pulled it off, and I made friends by the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's always that guy.
Right.
All right. Next. Or do you have another one?
No, I think I'm out.
Okay. Next is the guy that's drunk way before halftime.
Yep.
Whether he's the guy knocking shots at when both teams score, or he gets there 2 hours early, like, well, I mean, we're here. Do you want to start drinking?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, second half of the game, it's...
You guys, we got this. And he's also the wee guy, too.
Yeah.
All right, next. The football guy that doesn't really know football, but he's a diehard fan. So mm-hmm. he's like the guy you explained before that will dress up to everything. Or you can also call this guy the tailgater. That okay. will dress up as everything, but not really know what's going on.
Yeah.
He's
there for the experience.
Yeah.
He's
it's
not there
basically,
for
it's kind of like me.
For the game itself.
I'm either the overhyped guy or yeah. that's kind of like me. Do I have any more? I kind of want to do more of these segments where it's like stereotypes at X, Y, Z. Because mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of different situations. Ooh, here's one. The dog that gets scared every time there's a touchdown and everybody screams.
Yeah.
And he runs away. Let's see. I'll actually say that I'll even say this: the girlfriend that's just upset to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no, and this is not. I'm not talking about anyone in particular that I can think of. Like, I've been to a party that. Like,
good cool. save, Tom.
What?
Good save, Tommy.
No, it's not. It's not my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Okay.
But I feel like in college we would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like that was my place to go, and I am thinking of someone.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say them, but they were not happy to be there. But like, they're not gonna do anything else.
Yeah. They just really wish they were doing
something else, but they had nothing else to do,
yeah.
so they're doing that. It's not. No, it's someone from college. I can't think of anymore. I got a lot of them out. We're gonna do that again, though. I like that a okay. lot. Like, we could be people on a fishing trip.
Mm-hmm.
We could do people at a dinner party. We could do, I could think of, I could do one of these every week. I'll just keep thinking of them. The segment's called People At. Oh,
okay.
Gosh. I should be a content writer for SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I could right. see it now. All right, Jordan. So you picked Bush Light this week.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
You pick.
I already have.
Okay.
So if anybody is subscribed or watches whatever Hot Rods on YouTube, I do booze reviews of whether it's a new liquor or a new like pack of anything, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Truly has come out with iced hard teas. I actually have in my room. We're going to be doing shooting content after this. I haven't told you yet. We're shooting content after this. But so they have like peach, lemon, raspberry, maybe strawberry tea. So it's, you know, 2 carbs, 1 calorie, 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so next week we'll do the 4 of those, rate them. I don't know what to think. I don't like Truly, but sometimes they'll hit out of the park. Like when they did the Truly lemonade, that was good.
Yeah.
But like any of their seltzers, like, so we'll
yeah.
try the tea next week. I've seen like TikToks where people kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the peach and the lemon.
Yeah, those could be good.
Yeah, I don't. No harm against it. Something a little bit lighter. I like to do lighter now that I'm like a. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen me recently, but I look like a mix of like.
Just so light.
Channing Tatum and. What do you mean light?
Because you said you like the lighter stuff. I said, yeah, you look really light.
I don't look light, but actually, I might have lost only like 10 pounds, but like. My belt is. It hopped a notch smaller.
Nice.
I think cutting out the gluten has really done wonders for me.
Yeah?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe that's why I think there's a burp in my stomach, but it's actually like the gluten monster trying to get out of my belly button.
It could be.
Yeah, guys. So next, yeah, I'm really scared now. You seen Predator? next week, we'll try those truly iced teas, or hard teas, or whatever they call them. So this week, we had pickle pizza. What do you want to see in the bar bowl next week? I'll make sure we have it.
Bar peanuts.
Can't do that. I'll die.
Really? Why?
That was rude. That'd be like if I was like, cute girl, and you'd be like, can't have that. Burn. Sorry.
I wouldn't die.
Okay, so...
some sort of pretzel, maybe?
What's unique?
Can get some, like, pretty...
You can, yeah.
Pretzels.
I'm thinking... I like doing the pickled stuff, but, like, you don't like pickled eggs.
No.
What about
that? You're more than welcome to, but...
No, I want it to be something we will both eat, because I don't want you gagging on the podcast. That's not what my goal is. I should... Once we get everything back going, I'll put that clip of you eating that pickled egg. You'll be like, yeah, it's the... And I'm, like, just slurking them down like they're candy.
Gross. So gross.
Could we do, like, a... Would you eat, like, a pickled... sausage or a pickled pork hock? Turkey gizzard?
No.
No?
I do pickled like asparagus, pickled or green
maybe
pepper.
A hot dilly bean?
Sure.
Would that interest you?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say something. I know the segment's running long. Would you be interested in doing like a habanero or like a one chip challenge?
No.
Yeah, remember the jelly bean?
Like vividly.
That was quality. I think that's going to wrap it up, guys. So we haven't decided what we're going to get. Maybe I'll look for a pretzel. Maybe I'll get like a pickled sausage. Because I like hot pickled sausage.
That'd be good.
Yeah. We'll figure something out, though, guys. As always, give us a like, whether on the podcast, like some of our content on Instagram, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Once again, I'll run the old giveaway. If you give us a comment or a rating on Apple Podcasts, if it's funny, not only will I read it next week, I'll Venmo you $15.
Damn, son.
That's $10 with $5 more for the folks at home.
Wow.
You know, follow us. Instagram, Facebook. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make me happy.
Yep.
My buddy David Smith, follow us today on the Instagram.
Damn,
out son. Of the blue. But all right, guys, thanks for listening. And as always, bye.